ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Patricia Carvelis. I'm the host of the ABC's politics podcast, Politics Now. Parliament is back, and as our representatives descend on Canberra for some of the last sitting weeks of 2025, there's still lots of time for alliances to be built and broken, and political points to be scored and lost. Join me and some of the brightest minds across the ABC as we bring you everything you need to know. Just search for Politics Now on the ABC Listen app.
The early detection of cancer saves lives. So why are women in Tassie at risk of going unchecked?
There's a lot of hard-working Tasmanians out there.
My boss is the boss of Tasmania.
Tasmanians want us to get on with the job.
North, south, east, west, I don't care where you live in the state.
Very, very good friend of mine passed in 2017 from breast cancer. It was a pretty awful time, a dreadful thing to go through, as I'm sure many of us know. So whereas previously I might have just gone, oh yeah, I'll call you back in a few weeks when I'm not so busy, I said, yep, just make me an appointment, I'll be there. So within a couple of days I was there having the scan. So it was all very, very quick. And I had a lumpectomy, and then I had also some lymph nodes removed. So yes, it was not a massive operation, but it was still something that came out of the blue.
We absolutely recognise that the government right now are in a very tricky place where they need to find some short-term measures. What worries me is, will this actually mean that we are seeing less women who are eligible for screening? That is the priority population of 50 to 74. Do we see actually less of those people going to screening?
Hello and welcome to TassieCast. I'm Ailey Ward, coming to you from Nipaluna, Hobart. You have cancer. They're not the words anyone wants to hear. It's a pretty scary diagnosis. Maybe that's happened to you or to someone you love. Breast cancer is the most common cancer in women in Australia and the second most common to cause their death after lung cancer. One in seven Australian women and one in more than 500 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's around 60 people a day hearing the news. The good news is that mortality rates are falling, and that's in part thanks to early detection. That early detection comes from free breast screening programs. One of Tassie's two mobile breast cancer detecting units, though, has been off the road for more than half a year. And despite the state government's promises to prioritise women's health in the lead-up to the state election, some fear the long delays for its replacement means that promise is falling well short. On the latest data, 57% of Tassie women aged 50 to 74, which is the target group, get their boobs squished every 2 years. And yep, I'm one of them. I'm a stickler. I lost my oldest girlfriend to breast cancer. Reporter Meg Whitfield has spoken to women like Angela, who we heard from at the start, who credits screening for saving her life. Meg, Tassie's mobile breast screen bus called Luna has been off the road now for more than 6 months. That mobile unit screened a lot of Tassie women.
Yeah, absolutely. Until it was pulled from service in April after getting water damage, Luna did mammograms around a huge chunk of the state, particularly around the south and the east coast of Tasmania. And, you know, it was out on the roads for decades. It was picking up cancers early and also just giving women peace of mind if they did get that all clear as well.
Now, the state government's known for some time that Luna needed to be replaced.
Yeah, so there was a tender for Luna's replacement, but that got withdrawn in 2024. And then it really all went downhill in April when there was that water damage and the bus had to be pulled from service entirely.
So what have women been doing in those areas since? Is there a risk women who should be getting this vital screen won't?
That's certainly the concern from the Breast Cancer Network of Australia. So at the start of October, the government did announce that there'd be a travel subsidy that they'd put in place for women who would typically have used the Luna bus's services. So if they have to travel 50 kilometres in one direction, they can access that travel subsidy. That is about 24 cents per kilometre that they can access. And if women have to travel even further, so if they have to go more than 100 kilometres each way, they can also access a subsidy for accommodation. And that's up to $77 per night. But that is recognition that it's much more difficult now for women to access this screening that used to be in their own communities.
Now, this is meant to be a temporary measure?
Yeah. So based on the latest information that we have, Health Minister Bridget Archer says that works are underway now to get this replacement bus up and running, but that won't be until September next year. And so that subsidy will be in place until then, but it's a long time to wait.
When Luna travelled around, those appointments would be locked in and women would head to the bus parking spot, for want of a better phrase, go in, get screened and be on their way again, maybe an hour or so all up. Not much out of their day. Travelling sometimes for hours, though, to get into a big urban centre such as Launceston or Hobart is a different scenario, Meg.
Yeah, it is quite different. I mean, for a lot of women now, they're looking at a whole day taken out of their life, and this could be people who are caring for young children or have other caring responsibilities. It's a day off work potentially. I spoke to a nurse, Katie Pennington, who lives on the East Coast and she works in Bishanoa and Tryabunna, and she says that is a concern that she's hearing from patients, but also just out in the community, particularly for women who might be in the early days of getting these regular screenings and they're considering maybe putting it off until the bus is back, or just it's all a bit too hard for them at the moment. Or they're considering if they have to go into Launceston or into Hobart, they'll combine it with other appointments. But often the case is that when they're actually in those cities, they're so busy doing other things that this can fall to the wayside, and that's a real concern for Katie.
For any woman on the east coast of Tasmania, it's very difficult to access cancer care services in our communities, and most types of treatment and intervention require travel to Hobart or Launceston. So that is a concern, with women potentially missing out on that early intervention and potentially being picked up much later down the course of disease progression, where intervention has a much greater impact.
Meg, how many women are we talking about in Katie's area?
So in that Glamorgan Spring Bay area, Katie estimates there's about 1,400 women more or less who fit into that eligibility for screening.
And how many women are taking up the government's travel voucher scheme?
So the government says that in 2025, they're expecting about 1,800 women to take up that subsidy. We're at about 85 people who've claimed it so far, but obviously that's a small number compared to potentially the number of women who could be accessing screening otherwise, or might have to find a different approach.
And what do we know so far in terms of the impact on the numbers of women getting screened?
So it's a bit difficult to do a direct comparison because the bus has only been out for a few months at this stage, and obviously women get tested every 2 years, so it's hard to get that full picture at this stage. But if we're looking at August this year versus August last year, there have been a few hundred fewer women getting screened so far. And similarly, if we look at how many women had been screened up to August this year versus up to August last year, it's also a little bit lower, but it's hard to get that full picture at this stage.
People might remember when Kylie Minogue was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2005, and after that there was a massive jump in women accessing the service. It was dubbed the Kylie effect, a silver, or can I say gold hot pants lining, Meg, for early detection.
Yeah, that's right. So that really did inspire a lot of women to go out and get their breasts checked. But there is concern from the Breast Cancer Network at the moment. That Kirsten Pilati told me she's worried that at the moment in Australia, we're nowhere near where we need to be for people actually getting that test.
I think the community would be shocked to know that around Australia, and in fact in Tassie as well, the priority population of 50 to 74 years of age, so those people who are invited to participate into the breast screen program, is only just over 50%. So we are already well below the national target we have set, where we've said we want to have 70% of Australian women aged 50 to 74 accessing breast screen. So these issues of Luna being not available, I think, will only compound what is already an issue for Australian women.
Now, Kirsten also noted that for accessing this free breast screening, you start getting reminders for it when you're 50, and that's for between 50 to 74, you can get it every 2 years. But you can also access it from when you're 40 years old for free. And so she really wants to get that message out that you can actually start sooner than you might think.
Meg, breast cancer survivor Angela Witcher, who we heard from at the top, she's secretary of the Bridport Country Women's Association, and she's really concerned about the loss of Luna.
Yeah, so as you would expect, she intimately understands the impact of screening, the importance of screening, and just what an impact breast cancer can have, including losing a really close friend. So she, with the Country Women's Association, has been trying to raise awareness about the fact that this bus has been out of action. She's been talking to Bridget Archer directly, trying to get solutions and figuring out what the latest is. And she also says there's been quite a nice community response. This is something that people are raising with her almost daily. But she says there has been real support in these communities as well, of organising, you know, women getting together and carpooling to get their screening in hubs, or even Lions clubs getting buses together, things like that, which is really encouraging. But she says this testing is so vital. So it can be a bit of a burden to take that time out of your day, but it's so vital. She recently accessed the travel allowance herself, and she said it was pretty smooth, and so it can seem like a big hurdle, but you just have to do it.
However inconvenient it might seem, it's a drop in the ocean to what could happen. And, you know, I'm possibly only still here because I acted when I did, but it took me losing someone that I loved very much to prompt me changing my attitude and not being so blasé about it. Just do it, ladies, just do it.
Meg, the state government made a lot of promises about women's health heading into this year's state election. In terms of delivering on those promises, where are we at?
So as part of the response to this bus being out of action, they have opened up additional appointments at those permanent screening clinics. So that's in Launceston, in Rosny and in Hobart. The health minister says an interim site is also being established in Devonport to try and free up Ida, which is the other mobile bus that we have in Tasmania, and try and free up Ida to go to locations that Luna may previously have been to. So that'll include King Island next year, for example. They also pledged to open 4 permanent breast screening clinics in Tasmania. So 2 sites for those have been locked in. The works are still in earlier stages for the other 2. But there have been some questions raised about whether this is the best approach, because the benefit of the bus is that it meets women where they are, and whether the other sites are going to have the same population pool. It's about, you know, going where the women are and making it as easy as possible so that more people take up this screening opportunity.
And what about the new public diagnostic breast cancer centre for those who have been referred by a GP because they've found a lump, for example, or women who need ongoing monitoring?
So that was expected to be fully kitted out by the end of this year, so not long now, but unfortunately that has been pushed back a little bit as well. So the department is now saying April, that's expected to be fully open.
Meg, there's no known cause for breast cancer, but there are some things that do increase your risk. The usual suspects: smoking, alcohol, obesity, family history and age among them. What's the biggest takeaway from the people you've spoken to?
I mean, it's pretty simple. Know your boobs. As the Breast Cancer Network told me, we all know our faces really well. Women might notice if a new wrinkle is coming or if there's been a change there, and they just want people to take the mirror a little bit lower. Make sure you get to know your breasts, know what's normal for you. And if you notice any change, if that's a lump or it could be something different, a rash or just a change at all, go get it checked out. It could be nothing, but it's just not worth the risk. Go get a doctor to find out. So know your boobs.
And not only know your boobs, maybe you can have some good carpool karaoke on the way. Thanks, Meg. Have you delayed a mammogram or simply found it too hard to schedule? Let us know. Send us an email to tassiecast@abc.net.au. Until next time, cheers.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.